This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama's foreign policy team was back at the Capitol this morning, the House this time, making the case for a strike on Syria. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee did approve a resolution authorizing military force today. A vote in the full Senate is, of course, yet to come. But before the yeas and nays are called, there have been a lot of questions up on the Hill about the money, the military aid the White House promised to send to the Syrian opposition. At least publicly, the Obama administration isn't talking much about that. Marketplace's David Gura picks it up from there.
At the beginning of the summer, President Obama was under pressure to do more about the worsening situation in Syria. There were reports the government there had used chemical weapons. Until then, the U.S. had supported the Syrian opposition in a very limited way. It provided things like medicine and vehicles, but no guns.
Obama upped the ante and said, we're going to provide lethal aid.
That's Josh Landis. He's a Syria specialist at the University of Oklahoma, and we should say he's been opposed to further U.S. involvement. The president promised that additional aid almost 3 months ago, but since then,
Obama has not been showing up with lots of arms.
The White House tells Marketplace it won't give out inventories of the assistance it provides to the Syrian opposition or timelines. Josh Landis says this is why.
You're not hearing about it because it's classified.
Classified or not, there's a reason the process has moved so slowly. Lawmakers weren't satisfied with the White House's plan. Robert Dineen is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think the biggest problem that the administration has faced in looking at arming the rebels is, who do you arm?
The Syrian opposition is not a monolith. It's made up of more than 1,000 militias. And figuring out who's loyal to whom takes time. It's important to get right because arms, Dineen says, are the coin of the realm.
This is the way in which political support for the rebels is being expressed, and this is the way in which relationships are being developed.
Dineen says this is the argument. If somebody else gives weapons to the rebels, that somebody else will enjoy their support if the Assad regime falls. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.